This is National Native News. I'm Megan Kamrick in for Antonia Gonzalez. The Navajo Nation and White Mountain Apache Tribe continue to brace against a rise in COVID-19 cases across Arizona. Christine Trudeau reports.
The Navajo Nation had a brief period of reduced cases earlier this week, including a day with no new deaths from COVID-19. Even as the rest of the state is struggling to contain the pandemic, on Thursday, Arizona Governor Doug Ducey pleaded with residents to stay home in the wake of a surge of COVID-19 cases that threatens to overwhelm the medical system's ability to handle them. Navajo Nation President Jonathan Nez, meanwhile, said the increase in COVID-19 cases remains, in his words, alarming. But he said it could be attributed to what he says is blitz testing. The reservation has had among the highest per capita rates of coronavirus infections in the nation. This week, they mourn the loss of a 29-year veteran of the tribal police force who died of COVID-19. Navajo officials honored 50-year-old Michael Lee by flying flags at half-staff this week. Nez urged citizens to continue social distancing, wearing face mask coverings, and practicing isolation. As of Thursday, Navajo Nation reported 121 new confirmed cases. White Mountain Apache Tribal Chairwoman Gwendina Lee Gatewood updated tribal citizens this week that the total number of cases of COVID-19 has risen to 1,537 and the total number of deaths to 19. I'm Christine Trudeau.
In what may be a first for the municipality of Anchorage, three Indigenous women will serve on the city's Public Safety Advisory Commission. KNBA's Tripp Krause reports on the resolution that passed unopposed Tuesday at a meeting of the Anchorage Municipal Assembly.
The three appointments include Emily Eden Shaw, who is the executive director of the Alaska Native Heritage Center.
I'm looking forward to rolling up my sleeves and doing good work for our people. It's an honor to serve my community and work alongside these two incredible Native women by my side.
Eden Shaw is Yupik and Inupiaq. The other two appointments were Charlene Agpek Upuk and Kendra Kloster. Upuk, who is Inupiaq, is the Director of Gender Justice at Native Movement. She's also the Executive Director for Data for Indigenous Justice. Kloster is Tlingit and the Executive Director of Native Peoples Action and Native Peoples Action Community Fund. The Public Safety Advisory Commission examines public safety issues and advises the mayor and assembly. It also provides input from various emergency service organizations to identify problems that may arise. In Anchorage, I'm Tripp Krause.
Navajo Nation leaders want New Mexico to end efforts to dismiss a landmark education case meant to address educational inequities in the state. President Jonathan Nez and Vice President Myron Leiser released a statement this week opposing a motion to dismiss the Yazzie Martinez lawsuit. Nez says Native students deserve an educational environment that prioritizes their culture and unique needs. A judge ruled in 2018 that New Mexico had denied English language learners, special education, Native American, and low-income students their constitutional right to a sufficient education. These groups make up about three-fourths of the students in New Mexico. The Santa Fe New Mexican reports the state filed a motion in March to dismiss the suit because it claims it has met the requirements of the 2018 decision. The state argues it has earmarked millions of additional dollars for public schools. It also points to policy changes and executive orders to show why the public school system has changed. The New Mexico Center on Law and Poverty, which is representing the Yazzie plaintiffs, argues the state's efforts have been piecemeal. In an op-ed in the Albuquerque Journal, they write that there are still large inequities in access to reliable internet and technology, and they say there's still a lack of culturally and linguistically appropriate instructional materials. And there's a shortage of certified teachers. A judge will hear the motion to dismiss on Monday. For National Native News, I'm Megan Kamrick.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the Sanosky Chambers Law Firm, championing tribal sovereignty and defending Native American rights since 1976, with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska.
Support by AARP Teletown Halls, bringing you expertise and the latest information on the coronavirus pandemic from leading experts. Info on the latest schedule at 855-274-9507.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.